Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Just when I had concluded that we couldn't get anything done here in Washington, everything happened at once. We have a trade deal with China. According to the Washington Post paper, and I quote, China will spend $50 billion on U.S. farm goods, tightening its intellectual property protections, and opening its financial services markets, end of quote. In return, we did not impose new tariffs that were scheduled to be imposed last Sunday, and we reduced the ones that are in place today. Keep in mind, this agreement is just the first stage of continued negotiations. There's more to be done. The positive news is very exciting, though. Soybean price is up, and so is the stock market. Also on trade, we're going to get a vote on USMCA. Mexico and Canada are our two biggest farm markets. Looks like we'll get that trade agreement passed. And that was one of President Trump's highest priorities when he ran for the White House. Another surprise is how hard the Congress is working to avoid a government shutdown. Maybe we won't need another continuing resolution. Perhaps the Congress is coming to realize that the public doesn't have any confidence in them. 2020 is an election year, and maybe they should get something done. Democrats in Congress voted to impeach President Trump this week. Oh, they're in a rush to get the impeachment circus over with, though. The Senate trial will be in January, and Republican-controlled Senate will not vote to impeach. It's almost Christmas, time to celebrate. The Conservative Party in the UK is celebrating. Their candidate Boris Johnson delivered a humiliating defeat to the British Labour Party. The Labour Party has shifted far to the left on so many issues like taxes and free this and free that for everyone. Now that is where many of our Democratic presidential candidates have moved. I don't think our blue-collar workers here in the United States will accept such liberal policies any more than the British working class did. And that should worry the Democratic Party as we look forward to our next election. Stay tuned for more exciting news, and I am John Block from Washington.